Good morning to you. Happy Workers' Day to you. Yesterday was Workers' Day, so let me just say happy Workers' Day to all workers out there. Yeah, keep grinding, keep hustling. There is dignity in labor, regardless of what you do. As long as it's legitimate, there's dignity in it. We appreciate you for everything you're putting. And happy holidays to everybody, in particular Muslim faithful. Eid Mubarak to you out there if you are celebrating today. Now, before we get into our conversation and ASUU strike, let me intimate you with... the treasure hunt for this morning on the Morning Crossfire. So are you ready for treasure hunt to win 5,000 naira? If you don't have our mobile app, please go and get it, because that's the only way you can win treasure hunt for today on the Morning Crossfire, right? Now, this is what you're looking for on the treasure hunt. This is what you're looking for. The I Beg to Differ logo is hidden somewhere on the Nigeria Info app. The logo for I Beg to Differ is hidden somewhere on the Nigeria Info mobile app. If you are the first to find this, you win 5,000 naira for yourself. That's all. If you're the first to find this, you got yourself 5,000 naira. Best of luck, all right? We'll announce the winner before the end of the show. Now, let's begin. This morning, it appears the incessant strike actions by the academic staff, you know, the universities, has become the new normal in Nigeria. Like, we just move on as though nothing is happening. Since 1999, why hasn't the narrative really changed? Over two decades after Nigeria returned to democracy, it's been ASUU strike, ASUU strike, ASUU strike. Why has the ASUU's face-off with the federal government dragged on with no end in sight? After two decades, I mean, how can we put a stop to this? How can we rescue the Nigerian students? How can we do this? Because it looks like we don't have a solution on our own, independently, on our own. It's like we can't solve this problem. It's looking like it. Now, according to report, ASUU has gone on strike for over 4 years, since 1999. I mean, if you put ASUU strikes one day after another, it's cumulatively for about 4 years since 1999. I mean, to be very precise, they've gone on strike for more than 49 months. My goodness. The Tribune newspaper, they did a report some months ago, I think in February or so. They said between 1999 and 2020, ASUU went on strike 17 times for a total of 1,450 days. This means that ASUU went on strike every 15 months and for a total of almost four full calendar years out of 21 years. This is disturbing. I mean, I can go on and on. In 1999, ASUU went on strike for 150 days. In 2001, they went on strike for 90 days. In 2002, they went on strike for 14 days. In 2003, 180 days. 2005, 2 weeks. 2006, 7 days. 2007, 90 days. 2008, 7 days. 2009, 120 days. 2010, 157 days. 2011, 90 days. 2013, 150 days. 2014, they didn't go on strike. 2015, they didn't go on strike. 2016, 7 days. 2017, 35 days. 2018, 96 days. 2020, 257 days. Almost a year. Total about 49 months. 4 years and still counting. Austin Sado joins me right now. He is immediate past ASUU chairman, University of Port Harcourt. Dr. Sado, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Hello, sir. Can you hear me? It appears he's not on the line with us. We'll try and get Dr. Austin Sadu with us right now. And while we wait for him to join us, Lagos, this is our matter. That's a serious matter. Let's jump on this. Let's have a conversation. In 2022, this year, ASUU embarked on another industry action. Since February 14, and the initial strike, which was supposed to have lasted for 4 weeks, between February 14 and maybe March 14 or so, was extended by 2 months when the initial one ended on March 14. ASUU President Professor Oshodeke, in a statement issued after the meeting in March at that time, let me quote him, he said, NEC viewed government's response so far as a continuation of the unconscionable, mindless and nonchalant attitude of the Nigerian ruling elite towards the proven path of national development, which is education. Professor Oshodeke says, NEC concluded that government had failed to satisfactorily address all the issues raised in the 2020 Federal Government ASUU Memorandum of Action, MOA, within the four-week rollover strike period. NEC resolved that the strike be rolled over for another 8 weeks to give government more time to address all issues in concrete terms so that our students will resume as soon as possible. In other words, to ASUU is no retreat, no surrender. As soon as we have Dr. Austin Sadu with us, we'll get him to join us and we'll have a conversation with him. But in the meantime, let me come to you, Lagos. You have heard the timeline that I reeled out from the beginning of strike actions by ASUU. It's easy to call ASUU's name because ASUU will always be called. I mean, they're the ones going on strike. But how about the other party, the government? From the beginning, the government. From 1999, the government. This has to stop. Now, can we have the federal government and ASUU resolve this on their own? Or they both need support. Support from where? I wouldn't know. The NLC are here, are planning to join ASUU in solidarity. Our children can't continue to stay at home forever. No. It's unacceptable. Let me come to you. Let me hear from you on your thoughts on this. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, my name is Solomon. I'm calling from Abuja.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You see, when Yaradua and Goodluck, you know, I mean, coming from a university background, I thought they would resolve this matter. For two of them not to have been able to resolve it, I think there is something more that we, the people, we don't know. Honestly, because at least Goodluck being a lecturer, Yaradua being a lecturer, and I've been having this issue over time. So I expected two of them coming from that section of the country to address the matter. So why is that they couldn't do it? Because both of them were lecturers. So what happened? Please, there is more to this thing. It seems more that the money is more than what the government can carry. So they should resolve it. If I'm a husband,
yeah,
and my wife is asking me to bring a 1 million naira, and I don't have it, we'll be there for 30 years dragging it. But if I have it, I will pay. So I believe that what ASUU is asking for is more than what the government can do. Okay. They should go back and see how they can do it, please, so that these children can go back to school.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
All
because
right.
If for good luck, I hear I don't want to be able to handle this matter, something is wrong because both of them were lecturers.
Thank you for sharing that. Dan Baba is joining us. Dan Baba, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Dan Baba.
Thank you. ASUU is not asking for too much, if you ask me.
Okay.
In fact, compared to what the politicians take home, our lawmakers, the ministers, and people that work at the presidency.
Mm.
You see, one thing that we Nigerians don't know is that we've not realized that what ASUU is fighting for is not just ASUU and the lecturer, the students alone, that it concerns all of us.
Mm.
Whether you like it or not, you have somebody that this strike is affecting right now.
Right.
If you think it's not affecting anybody that you know, it's affecting our society.
Mm.
It's disturbing the kind of graduate that they produce today. Have you watched video where Nigerian students don't even know the common something that you know from secondary school when it comes to current affairs?
Right.
It's affecting all of us.
Mm.
And let me take you back memory lane. When there's a police brutality in this country,
right.
A lot of people think it's about the youth alone. But not until we all realize that it's affecting everybody. Mm. We stood up October 2020 or so.
Right.
We stopped it to the minimum.
Mm.
Until we all support ASU and say, no, we all come out the way we protest against NSAS.
Right.
That is when we have an end to this ASU strike. If not, these people keep playing them like boss till the kingdom come.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dambaba, for calling. Appreciate it, Ridu. Let me quickly bring on my guest, Dr. Austin Stadu, of the University of Port Harcourt, immediate past ASU chairman of the Uniport, University of Port Harcourt. He joins us right now on Skype. Good morning to you, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Mm. We're going to jump right in because we are about 15 minutes into it already. Let me first begin with the update on the strike as a whole, sir. What can you tell us?
Honestly, I wish I could tell you there's an update. But the only update I have for you, I'm sorry, is that the strike commenced in February. On the 14th of February, and was rolled over a month later for another 2 months, because in the first 4 weeks, there was no response from government. And during the currency of this 8 weeks now, there has not been response from government. So that's just the update.
Hmm. How about the issue of no work, no pay? What can you tell us about that? That the government is planning to enforce or has enforced already?
Well, they're not trying to enforce. That has already been enforced. Salaries were not paid in March and have also not been paid in April. And you must also have heard the junior minister of education, Emeka Nwajioba, clearly saying that they were enforcing no work, no pay. Unfortunately, it clearly shows the ignorance of our leaders, because the lecturer's work is not just in the classroom.
Hmm.
The lecturer's work involves his research, involves community service. And there is no way you can determine the time for the research and separate it from the classroom in such a way that you can determine how much you pay when lecturers withdraw their services from the class. Even at that, you clearly understand that when you have to determine between community service, research, and classroom, even when the strike is suspended, lecturers always do more than is required to make sure that whatever time that was lost during the time of the strike was gained back. So in actual sense, from the teacher's perspective,
right,
no time is actually lost other than the delay that it costs students from graduation.
Mm.
But we almost always ensure that we make up for the lost time.
Mm. Let's talk about the memorandum of action, details of that. I'm guessing this is what this current strike is all about. What are the contents of this memorandum of action? What were the things that you expected the government to have done or to be doing right now that they're not doing? Because the argument the government has always put forward is that they are paying some monies in tranches. Please tell us an update about that.
Well, I don't think that it's mainly the memorandum of action, because where we are, we can actually put them in two groups.
Okay.
We can see the implementation of the Memorandum of Action of 2020 and the overall renegotiation, the signing of the renegotiated agreement. And I think I'll start with the issue of the renegotiated agreement.
Okay.
You recall that in 2009, there was an agreement with government, and that agreement says that there will be renegotiation of that agreement every 3 years.
Mm.
It was due in 2012. It didn't take place. In 2013, a strike took place, and then some form of discussion with government. It was at that discussion, it was at that 2013 meeting that government decided that they were going to put 1.3 trillion naira over 5 years into education for the purposes of revitalizing the Nigeria education system. Sorry, the university system. So that engagement continued. Between 2017 and 2021, I will spare you the details of how government had reneged, but at some point in 2017, a team was set up by government to engage the union and to renegotiate that agreement. So much took place. Eventually, the chairman of that particular committee was removed. Another chairman, Professor Mozali, took over. Mm-hmm. And by May 2021, that there was a draft proposal.
Okay.
And the team went to, present the proposal to their principals, the government team to government, and the ASUN negotiating team also was expected to go back to the principals, being members of Congress, to
right.
Inform them or get their authority to sign or not to sign.
Mm.
From that May until we went on strike,
yeah.
Government didn't do anything.
Mm.
And so that's the main issue. But the other issue is that during the period of the strike of 2020, government introduced the issue of IPPIS.
Okay.
And IPPIS, as a matter of fact, back in 2014, there was a resolution between government and ASUU.
Okay.
That a team was going to be set up because ASUU clearly pointed to government the inappropriateness of using
Dr. Singh, let's pause here, right? And we'll come back. We need to take a very quick break. When we return, we'll continue with our conversation.
This is an infomercial. More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
That voice in my head that kept mockingly saying, "Femi, what happened to your financial goals?" got so loud that I could not take it anymore. I just had to do something about it. This year, I took a bold step and reached out to Capital Field Investment Group Limited. And just like that, financial planning that seemed so daunting became so smooth and rewarding. I got a reliable partner that stands by me through all financial highs and lows, helping me make my money, make me more money. You too can achieve growth, security and stability with Capital Field. For inquiries and access to unbeatable loan, savings and investment products, call 01-4547-432 or visit capitalfield.com. Thank me later.
Capital Field Investment Group, the field where money grows.
Africa presents the Cloud Awards 2022, Raising the Underground. It's time to recognize and celebrate emerging talents behind the scenes making the music that has overtaken the globe. Make sure you tune into the virtual event showing live on Instagram, YouTube, Triller. Follow Cloud Africa on Instagram at Cloud Africa for more details.
Bonanza, Bonanza, Bonanza. Way Bill Bonanza. Send anything from Lagos to Abuja, Asaba, Owerri, Port Harcourt for 2,000 naira only with transient transport and cargo. Walk into any of our office to get your receipt and tracking code. There is also Bonanza for transportation. Lagos to Abuja, Abuja to Lagos with 10,500 naira only. Transient transport and cargo is one of the fast modern transport outfits in Nigeria. Transient transport and cargo are into charter bus services, transportation, cargo and freighting services 24/7. Transit Transport and Cargo is located at number 22 Ikorodu Road, Jibowu, Lagos, Nigeria, and Sun City Estate, Galadimawa, Abuja, Nigeria. For more info, please call 070-251-5017 and 070-251-5018 or visit www.transcendng.com. Transcend, go beyond limits.
Introducing Samsung Care Plus and end your screen problems. For as low as 9,000 Naira, yes, 9,000 Naira, you can enjoy a worry-free total care service on your new A-Series. This guarantees accidental screen repair, quick and easy access to genuine Samsung parts, and Samsung certified repair service. Simply register your A-Series within the first month of purchase and enjoy damage protection for up to 12 months. Register today at www.samsungcareplus.com/AFR. T's and C's apply.
Now who no, make he come here. Better don't learn.
Let's be text.com.
You be check if your vehicle is booked.
Let's be text.com.
You be update your vehicle papers. Now convenience be this, don't bother about pulling over.
Let's be text got you covered.
My country people, better don't land though. With the Blitz Detect, you fit to check the status of your vehicle papers, unbook your vehicle, and for your due vehicle papers from your phone or computer. Now make you visit www.blitzdetect.com to get started.
We've got you covered.
The creamy coffee taste of Cowbell Coffee. Round the clock, it's really delicious. Taste it and you'll love it. Cowbell Coffee. Taste the creamy side of coffee.
Now available in multi-pack pouches at 750 Naira only.
Every success story begins with a decision.
I saw my phone and I saw a missed call from Nigeria. Can we do cinema together?
Life-changing moments.
I never trained as an interior designer. I never trained as a furniture manufacturer. I never trained as a hospitality guy.
The best way to build your business is to create as many good relationships as possible.
Get first-hand success stories from seasoned entrepreneurs only on Build Your Own Business, BYOB. Tune in to Nigeria Info, Mondays, 6:30 a.m. and Tuesdays, 2:30 p.m. Powered by Oze. Make money with Oze.
Ramadan is the most special holy month. May the most merciful guide us better and bless us with all prosperity in life. From all of us at ShopRite, we wish our Muslim customers and staff a joyous and blessed Eid. At ShopRite, we have everything you and your family needs to make this holiday a super one. Ramadan Mubarak.
Presents the Cloud Awards 2022, Raising the Underground. It's time to recognize and celebrate emerging talents behind the scenes, making the music that has overtaken the globe. Make sure you tune into the virtual event showing live on Instagram, YouTube, Triller. Follow Cloud Africa on Instagram at Cloud Africa for more details.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, welcome back to Morning Crossfire here today, 2nd of May 2022. Happy holidays to you if you just tune in. You're welcome. We have about less than 30 minutes to go on the show. Very quickly, let me bring back my guest on the show, Dr. Austin Sado joins us from Port Harcourt. He's immediate former ASU chairman at University of Port Harcourt. He joins us via Zoom this morning. Yeah, he joins via Zoom. I'm Sherif Quadri. Now, Dr. Sato, everybody is on the line. They want to jump on our conversation today, but let's quickly circle back to what you were talking about, IPPIS, because I have a question to ask you on that. Please go on ahead and break that down for us. Why the back and forth over IPPIS? Why that?
Well, you know, as I was saying before the break, in 2014, there was an agreement that...
oh, no. Internet. Ah, there we go again. Dr. Sato, we can't hear you. It's like we have a
and has to be set up to of the university prepared with members.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, please go on, Dr. Sato.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go on.
Fine. So I said, ASU was ready with nomination for that committee. Unfortunately, government reneged. And when we were on strike in 2020, suddenly government said, if you do not enroll on IPPIS, you will no longer be recognized for payment or as a staff. And during that process, government eventually agreed with ASU. They actually challenged ASU. But since ASU felt that IPPIS was not good enough for the university system,
right,
if they could create a platform that would solve the problem of the university system, government was willing to deploy that for use in the university.
Right.
And ASU took up that challenge and of course developed the software we call the University Transparency and Accountability Solution, which has been submitted to government and has been evaluated by stakeholders and even media. Eventually, it appears that government underestimated the capacity of academics in Nigeria to develop that software.
Mm.
Because where we are now, as you said about back and forth, was that the second day of the last test that was done at NIDA, the Minister of Communication and Digital Economy, together with the Director of NIDA, after the fake meeting, told Nigerians that software had failed integrity test.
Exactly.
But that was quite far from the truth, because as at that day, the software had not even undergone about 5% testing.
Oh.
Eventually, the test was concluded in a space of about 9 or 10 days. But one thing that we're happy is that for every of those days that the test took place, both teams, the technical team of NIDA and ASU, always signed off every day's event.
Okay.
And so we have the daily sign off of all the tests.
Okay.
The conclusion was to be on the 28th of March, when a whole report was now to be signed.
Hmm.
2 days before that day, government went again through the Minister of Education, the Minister of Communication, Digital Economy, and NIDA again went back to the press to say that NIDA had failed integrity tests.
Hmm.
But the outcome of what the sign-offs we have with government clearly indicates that UTAS had passed the test with 99.3%.
Do you have the copy of that document, the sign-off document? Does ASU have that copy?
Yes. Well, like I said, the daily sign-off documents, yes, we have that. But the last date was to put all the reports together and have a single report,
right,
for that test.
Right.
So that's the one that government did not turn up for.
Hmm.
But the daily sign-off, we have that report, and it clearly shows that that software, UTAS, passed with 99.3%. Hmm. And by the way, even if UTAS had failed, I think we need to put this in perspective.
Okay.
The responsibility of NIDA is to nurture development in ICT.
Hmm.
So if UTAS had failed, and I want to make this assumption, not because it failed,
okay,
but assuming UTAS failed,
mm-hmm,
it is the responsibility of NIDA to call the team and say, look, this is something that is innovative and it is local content, it's local invention.
Okay.
Let's put heads together and perfect it.
Hmm.
That's what NIDA should do. It is not to say that government cannot deploy it or that it has failed. for any software in the world, anywhere, at 99% is a terrific mark to have. And anybody who says that that's not good enough for any software probably doesn't understand what ICT is.
Dr. Sado, let's take some calls from our listeners before we delve even deeper as to what your reaction, what ASUS reaction would be, what your response will be, particularly on the no work, no pay that started in March and still continuing in April now, whether you're taking any step at all as a body or not. But let's get some calls in and hear people's reaction to our conversation thus far. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 71190. That is 01465 7190. And please be brief with your submission. Would appreciate that a lot. Good morning to you. Good morning. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I need to move on to other call now. Good morning, good morning to you. Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Okay, this is Joy. I'm calling from Ikeja.
You're welcome.
Okay, I really want to thank the resources you have on the studio there. Yes, he's actually educating some of Nigerians that do not understand what ASU is actually fighting for. They think they are actually fighting for their pockets, but not knowing they are actually fighting for Nigerians. Yet now, what we need is our local content. Local content is what we are looking for. But we say we should buy Nigeria, buy things made in Nigeria, and they don't want it. What is wrong with the road tax? It is actually okay if they can deploy it and put it in. Even Sherry, when you were correcting somebody saying the agreement was since 1999, but I really beg to differ in that aspect, because what does this government have in regards to education? What do they actually want? Because all the things they have tabled down is actually what is going to really make education work well. So this present government, if they say they are not in agreement to what ASU is saying, what do they now want for Nigerian education?
Thank you.
And let us at least start from there.
Thank you. Thank you, Joy, for calling. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning. I'm sorry, you're not ready. We need to move on to another call. Good morning to you. Oh, we lost that. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. We lost that as well. Let's take another one. Good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, Jonathan is my name.
Thanks for
bringing a guest on board. Now, this is what I just have to encourage the guest.
Right.
Please, that agreement has been since 1999, just like we were here. All of us were alive. We spoke about it. When Tolu, all of them were here. We spoke about it. Government is government, whether it's past or present.
That's right.
Now, this is what I want to say. Mm-hmm. Please, our guest, I want you to collaborate with TUC, NLC, shut down this country. Since the leadership don't care, they don't care about all of us out here, they feel like all of us have money to send our children to private universities, and you know how much you take your child to private, you know what, how much it costs. So I encourage him, please. I know Quadri, we sat together in meetings so many times, we sat to meet. So please encourage them. They should take this on for the sake of Nigerians and the downtrodden. Enjoy your morning.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, Sherry. Good morning. Compliments of the season. Alex here.
Welcome, Alex.
Yeah, you see, I want to say something. A president of this country once said that if Nigeria does not kill corruption will kill Nigeria. Right? I'm thinking that it's politics. It's our politics that will kill Nigeria, even before corruption kills Nigeria. Some people do not understand the issues on the table, and because of their political leaning, they jump on and take a side without even thinking this through. Their children will go to universities that will not recognize whether it's APC or PDP. We are all in this thing. Like the last caller said, we should see it as a fight for our lives. It's not an ASU issue only. We are looking at it as if let ASU solve their problem with a certain minister. It is a fight for our lives with the government. It's not even the minister, with the entire government of Nigeria. So we should wake up and take this. And the issue of the threat of what's the name, student union, is dead in the water. That's not how to approach issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex, for calling me. Let me come to you again, sir. Let's talk. Let's go back a little bit to the no work, no pay thing. What is ASU doing as regards this? It's 2 months already. Is there any action being taken by ASU?
It's not in our hands. I think Nigerians should actually ask government why it has to deploy hunger as a weapon against its own citizens. It's not the first time. You recall that during the pandemic, even when the entire nation was shut down and no work was going on in the public service. The government of this country starved lecturers. They denied them of whatever they were paying others. At that time, nobody was working. So it has always been, and by that, our members know that whenever we try to stand up to any government, including this government, that their first weapon will be to use hunger against its own citizen. And we are, it's not comfortable, but you know, as many of these scholars have said this morning, we understand that this is almost a proxy war that ASUU is having on behalf of Nigerians, because many Nigerians do not understand that it's a class contest. It is the haves and the have-nots. It is the elites and the ordinary mass of this country. You ask yourself, as one of the callers said, what does government really want from education or for education or for Nigerians? So we are hoping that reason will prevail, and we're hoping that this crime that government is committing against its own citizen, that they will come to realization that it will not solve the problem. We have endured hunger for 6 months before. We will continue to stand. Hunger will not weaken our resolve. And some of our members will even begin to do some menial jobs to survive. I've told myself that in the next 1 week or so, I probably will go to building sites and begin to do help and do that. I saw one of our colleagues the other day gathering woods to fry akara. People are willing to make any sacrifice at all to ensure that we hold government accountable, and that what government has to do to keep education on the front burner in this nation, government leaves to its responsibility. Hunger will not weaken that resolve.
There's also been this school of thought that ASUU clamoring for funding of education simply because they know that the funding would eventually end up in ASUU's pocket. How true is this? I mean, when you say fund the Nigerian universities, fund the Nigerian tertiary institutions, how do you mean by that?
Well, by the needs assessment that was done by government, government did that assessment 2012-2013. It came out clearly that we do not have capacity to deliver as we would love to in our tertiary institution. So when you talk about funding, we're talking about building hostels, for example. I don't know any Nigerian university that has had hostels built in the last 15, 20 years or even 30 years in this country. So the capacities we had up to 1985, is that same capacity that we still have today. In the meantime, admission had quadrupled. So you are talking about universities without accommodation for students. You're talking of when we went to school in our own time, you probably had about 20, 25, 30 students in a class. I teach a class of about 400 now. It's the same classroom, it's the same facility. So we're asking government to ensure that they improve on the classroom. Let's have lecture theaters. Let's have the laboratories functionals. Let's have libraries functional. Let's have students dignified. You see a number of students sitting down on bare floor to take lectures. You dehumanize them, and by the time they graduate from the university, they don't even know that they have even passed through the university. We're asking that Nigerian students need to be dignified. They don't have to be to be passed through this level of torture in the process of learning. And so the money does not come to ASUU. And if you are in doubt of what ASUU's struggle has done for the university system, you just need to visit the universities and see what the needs assessment and TED Fund has brought into the university, without which we will have said goodbye to public university system in this country in the last 30, 35 years. So money does not come to us individually. We are bearing the pain. Our children are part of the students in Nigerian university system.
Right.
They are at home right now because we're on strike, but we are doing it because we believe it's a patriotic thing to do to ensure that we sustain this university system and make sure we give access to Nigerians, particularly the less privileged Nigerians.
Indeed. We're going to take a few more calls right now, then we'll wrap up the conversation this morning. Nigeria Info, good morning. I think we lost that. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, my name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Ogba.
You're welcome.
All right, I think that ASUU has not actually explored all of the options that that is available to them in trying to solve the problems of the of tertiary education in Nigeria.
All right.
This strike that they do has become one too many.
Okay.
There are many other ways. What about, okay, we're about to go into an election cycle. What about picking out those candidates who are talking about education? Who are really concerned about special education in Nigeria? There are some of them who are talking about education in Nigeria. And there are those who education is not actually an area of interest. It's just like sports is not an area of interest for some of them. Why not picking some of them and sit down with them and say, what are the solutions you have to the decaying state of education in Nigeria? You talk with a number of them, and then you line up behind one and get to the students, explain to the students why you have to support a particular person.
Okay.
Because there's no nation in this world that has poor education, that has prospered, and none will prosper. If you know one, let me know. Why not we start from that?
Okay.
But what you see is that on election day, you see TV stations will bring lecturers. They will come and sit back in the studio and analyze why one enemy of education will win the election. And when the person wins, they will start protesting because it is very clear that he has no plan for education and he's not doing any.
Thank you for your thoughts. Appreciate it. Let's take another one. Good morning to you.
Morning, Sharif.
Yes, good morning to you.
Prince Suarez.
Welcome.
My question to your guest is it true that some lecturers teach in one or two, three universities, apart from federal government that employ them?
Okay.
That is number one. Number two, is it not necessary for them to go to industrial court where such a thing happen?
Okay.
As it is now, work no pay. I think some of us will support it. Because when you are not working, you don't want to be paying salary.
Okay.
Because if this is not done, I don't think they will receive grant.
All right.
So I want both parties to receive grant.
All right.
And come to re-agreement.
All right.
And let our children go back to school.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me like to react to any of those comments?
Yeah, I didn't get the last two persons, but I think I heard one of them talking about lecturers teaching in two or three universities.
He was asking whether it's true.
No, it's not. There's no way a lecturer can teach in two or three universities. But there are issues that we need to understand. There is provision for adjunctship. There's a provision for sabbatical. These are all legitimate responsibilities that members in the academia will have to fulfill. So a lecturer is entitled to a sabbatical after 6 years to take a time off, go to another institution, for the purposes of research and for the purposes of building up capacity.
Hmm.
A lecturer can also do adjunctship. And while you are in employment, you can support another university that does not have some capacity in your area of specialization. You do not get paid for this. You don't get salary, but you get a little stipend for supporting.
Okay.
These are all legitimate. And unfortunately, the blackmail mechanism of the government is to say that lecturers are teaching in two, three, four universities. It's not possible for any lecturer to do that.
Dr. Sisadu, we have to leave it here this morning. We'll find time to bring you back again so we can further expand this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on the Crossfire today, sir.
Sheriff, always my pleasure being with you. Thank you very much for having me.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lagos, that's our show today. Hopefully, we'll find an end to this federal government ASUU issue, because this strike has to end. It can't continue. We can't afford for this to continue any longer. Our students are at home. Our kids are at home. They need to learn. They need to get involved in one thing or the other. And we can continue to move in this direction at all. We'll find time to bring somebody from the government side to come and speak to us on this issue. The thing is, it's always very difficult to get government from the center to come on this kind of issues to come talk. Huh? Always quite difficult, but we'll try. It's not that we won't try. We'll try. We'll try our best. Hmm? I think I can
Say my bye-byes now. Please have fun in moderation. Today, tomorrow is public holiday, so enjoy yourself. Spend some time with family and friends. Coming up next is Table Talk with Wemi Adewunmi. But before we go, I need to announce the winner of the treasure hunt on the morning crossfire today. So here we go. Your name is Odofin Babatunde Abiodun. You are the winner of 5,000 Naira. You sent your answer in from Shomolu here in Lagos. Congratulations to you, Odofin. You've won 5,000 Naira for yourself. That one you can easily to jollificate in this Salah celebration. Okay, I'm Sheriff Quadri. Sheriff Quadri on Instagram, Sheriff Quadri on Twitter. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.